Today, John Kasich announced he's running for president. The Ohio governor becomes the 16th major Republican candidate in the race. And Meghna, I was going to dare you to name all 16 of them, but I'm afraid we'd be here all day long. Well, Kasich just may be the last major Republican to join the fight for 2016.
But first, let's go to North Korea and its response to the nuclear deal with Iran that was announced just last week. In a word, Pyongyang is not interested in a similar deal. Here in Now, security analyst Jim Walsh is with the Security Studies Program at MIT. And Jim, what's your reaction to what North Korea has supposedly said?
I don't think there's a North Korea watcher in the U.S. or in Asia who is surprised by this comment. We've heard similar things before. There was a time earlier when North Korea used to say, well, we're open to negotiating our nuclear program. Then, especially with the most recent young Kim having taken power, they sort of set that aside. You know, with the North Koreans, you just never know. 5 years out, they could change their mind. But I think most analysts think they want to have their cake and eat it, too. They want economic development and to hold on to those nuclear weapons as a hedge.
Well, but the United States didn't actually ask for any kind of response from North Korea recently. I mean, I do understand that U.S. Undersecretary of State Wendy Sherman said that Iran's agreement to this deal might give North Korea some second thoughts. But on the other hand, they weren't asking North Korea. Why are the North Koreans speaking now?
Well, I think it's another opportunity for North Korea to be in the news. And if they're in the news, then they're hoping that that improves their leverage. So I think, again, this is standard North Korean tactics.
Remind us, how far along is the North Korean nuclear program? Are they farther along than Iran is?
Oh, yeah, completely. They're completely different situations. I mean, North Korea has tested nuclear weapons on more than one occasion, has a stockpile of fissile material for additional nuclear weapons. Iran had a nuclear weapons program back in the late 1990s, but ended it in 2003, according to the top intel official in the United States, the Director of National Intelligence, who then goes on to say that Iran has not made a decision to develop nuclear weapons yet. This is why some would argue it's a good time for a deal to lock them in before they've made that decision, as opposed to North Korea, who has clearly already made that decision.
Right. So they're much further along. Also, are they, it's seemingly less interested to be active members of the global community than Iran is?
Yeah. You know, I'm one of the few Americans who has been both to Iran and North Korea to talk about nuclear issues. I can tell you Iran is no North Korea. There is no other North Korea in its behavior and its rhetoric. It is certainly atypical in the international community. But they're different in fundamental ways. Strategically, for example, North Korea has China that provides its support and protects it. A great power protecting you is a good thing if you're, a troublemaker. In Iran, Iran has no friends whatsoever. You know, all the Sunni states and Israel are all opposed to it. So strategically, it's different. North Korea can threaten Seoul with conventional arms with those artillery near the DMZ. Iran has no equivalent. Iran actually cares about what its people think. I think that's why the system was so shocked by the Rouhani election and which helped lead to negotiations. I don't think the North Korean government cares what the North Koreans think.
So back in 2003, there were the six-party talks, the six-party negotiations for North Korea's denuclearization. Those obviously didn't really go anywhere significant. I mean, is there any interest from the United States or the international community to restart any talks in a meaningful way?
Well, I think that my own opinion here, and this is a personal opinion, is basically after President Obama, early in his first term, extended a hand to North Korea and they responded with missile tests, he basically said, you know, enough of this. I'm not going to waste my – I got a global recession, you know, three wars and a bunch of stuff to deal with. I'm not going to waste my time on the North Koreans. And the U.S. adopted this policy that's called strategic patience, which basically means we're not going to do anything. And we're going to let our South Korean ally take the lead on this. And so essentially nothing has changed over the last many years.
Now, Jim, since we've got you, one last question about Iran, actually. This morning on Morning Edition, Secretary of State John Kerry told Steve Inskeep that if Congress does not approve of the Iran deal, that it would essentially delegitimize the United States as a diplomatic power in the world. I mean, do you see the stakes as starkly as the Secretary of State?
Well, it's a little strong, but I hear all these people, lots of critics on both sides say America's weak, its credibility is bad. I don't know that I buy into that. But if you are inclined to believe it, then yes, of course, if the international community, all our allies, you know, Great Britain, France, except Germany, we all negotiate an agreement and then we unilaterally kill it, that's going to hurt our reputation and our credibility. Is it the end of American credibility? I doubt it. But I do think the consequences would be negative and they would be severe.
Jim Walsh is here and now security analyst. He's with the Security Studies Program at MIT. Always great to have you, Jim.
Thank you.